Let me tell you a little bit about Outback Aerial Mission. Outback Aerial Mission was begun in 1961, as probably most of you know, by Ez and Val Morse. They moved up to Longreach in Queensland to begin the work. And the idea was to reach out to isolated people with the gospel and with fellowship and Bible teaching and so on, and Christian ministry generally, and to use an aircraft to reach those isolated people. Some of you no doubt have travelled in outback Queensland, and the spaces are huge. And if you've ever gotten off-road and into the more rough road areas, you'll know that an aircraft would come in very, very handy, and it certainly does. So they began in 1961 to do that, and they did that until 1981, when Les and Dorothy Batterham came and took over, and Ez and Val moved off to Bundaberg and continued from there. And so at that stage there were two aircraft and two pastor pilots flying around the place. And after Les and Dorothy Batterham, George and Lynette Dean, and in 1996 we moved to Longreach. Lorraine and I and our five children moved to Longreach and began to take up the work and continue the work, I should say, of Outback Aerial Mission. It hasn't changed much. It's very much the same sort of work, and I'll try and give you a brief description of what goes on so that you are well aware of what the work is. You probably are if you've been reading our newsletters that we send. I hope you do read them, and trust that you do, and pray for us, because we feel the need for the Lord's help day by day. I'm just an ordinary kind of bloke, and I got no idea what I'm going to land myself in each day in the work. But the Lord knows, and He has the powers, He has the abilities that He can help me with in serving Him there. So please continue to pray for us in the work, and thank you for your prayers so far. The aircraft that we use, we've got two at the moment, which is a bit special. I feel a little bit spoiled, actually, having two aircraft to choose from. We have had, up until last year, we just had a Cessna 182. For those of you who know a little bit about aircraft, it's a high-wing, single-engine aircraft, and perfect for the operations that we work with out there. And we've used that for many years. The beginning of last year, we were able to purchase, or at least partly purchase, a smaller aircraft, because a lot of the time I'm on my own, and the Cessna is rather large for a single person, and expensive to run. So we bought a Jabiru, a similar configuration type of aircraft, single engine, high wing, but much smaller and much cheaper to operate, and it allows us to operate for a fair bit less money. But we have those two aircraft at the present time, and we're looking to the Lord for His guidance as to how to utilise those two aircraft. And over the last 12 years that Lorraine and I have been in the work at Longreach, it has just expanded tremendously, and there is a need for another pastor pilot, someone to help with the work. It's probably not all getting done properly. And so if we could put another person in there, we're thinking we've got two aircraft and plenty of work, and if it is the Lord's will, which we're seeking at the moment, He will provide just the right person, someone He's been preparing for years probably, to fill in that role that's there. So keep praying, please, for us, with us, for that, that the Lord would just reveal His will to us, and that He would provide the right person, and then, of course, the funding for that person and his or her family, or their family, I suppose it should be, and that He would continue to provide the funding for operating two aircraft at the same time. It might seem strange to you that we could easily use up two pilots and two aircraft in outback Queensland, but we could easily use more than that, and because the work is great. And it's there ready for us if we're willing to take it up. Now, RE, religious education in schools is a big part of our work. At the moment, I'm teaching in 20 schools, and Lorraine has the local schools, she has some of the local schools, and she coordinates the local, some other local people for teaching RE positions. It's a tremendous work. I fly out to the isolated schools, of course, because I've got the wings and are able to get to them. Some of them are schools that are on properties, where the local children from the properties around about gather together, and there's a school there. Some of them are in towns, and my furthest town that I visit for RE is Birdsville School. That takes me the longest to get there. But there are 20 schools that I go around to, one in Longreach, which is the School of Distance Education, or the School of the Air, as you probably know it by. And Lorraine and I have the privilege of speaking to the children who sign in for that each weekday. I don't go every week to all those schools. Obviously, that would be an impossibility. But I try to get to each of the schools once to twice a term. And so in total number for the year, I try to have 6 visits to the schools and give them their RE lesson. It's a bit longer than a normal RE lesson, but we go from Genesis, I should say, in the Bible, right through to the end in those lessons. We've got about a 4-year curriculum worked out, and we get through a lot of the Bible stories, but mostly looking at the whole idea of how we're here, how God fits into the whole scene, and what God expects of us, and where we can go if we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and why Jesus died on the cross, and all of those kind of things. So it's a tremendous work, and the kids seem to enjoy the lessons really well, and they take a lot of notice. You get the occasional naughty boy or girl, but mostly they are really good to teach. And I hope and trust that some of you are involved in RE and your local schools around here. It is a tremendously wonderful open door that may not be open for too many more years. And so take it up. If there's an opportunity, get into your schools and take it up and give those kids that have no connection with God in any other aspect of their lives, give them half an hour of your time a week to teach them about God.